This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Amy Scott. Distracted driving causes more than 3,000 deaths a year. The National Highway Traffic Administration says it also costs $46 billion annually for injuries, vehicle repairs, even lost productivity. Texting while driving is illegal in almost every state, but unless police catch you in the act, it can be very hard to prove. Now New York State and Chicago are reviewing a device called the Textilizer. Its software would allow police to scan a driver's phone for activity. Sally Herships has more.
In 2011, Ben Lieberman got the call every parent dreads. His college-age son had been in a car accident, and he later died. Lieberman was told the driver fell asleep at the wheel, but the accident happened during rush hour on a windy road, so Lieberman wondered if the driver had been texting, but says he was shocked at how difficult that can be to investigate.
I learned the hard way that there's really no system in place right now.
It took Lieberman 6 months in court to get the driver's phone records, but phone records don't show as much as you might think. CTIA, a trade association that represents the wireless industry, says they don't show when specific apps like Snapchat or Instagram are used.
Saying get the phone records is like saying take a breathalyzer test that only detects tequila.
But there's no breathalyzer-like device for cell phones. So Lieberman became an activist, talking to legislators, police, and tech companies, like Cellebrite, which began developing a prototype, a tablet about the size of an iPad, which police can plug into a driver's phone. Software scans the phone's system logs and pulls up a list of activity, but it doesn't show content.
No.
It wouldn't be able to see my Facebook page.
Nope, nothing.
Cellebrite says since it's in the prototype stage, pricing has yet to be determined. The company says police departments would likely need to buy a device and a subscription for upgrades and support.
You know, there are a lot of questions about this Textilizer app. What exactly does it do? What exactly does it look at?
Jay Stanley is with the ACLU. He says the Textilizer violates our constitutional rights.
So for centuries, we've had a very clear legal framework by which government agents access extremely private sources of information about us, and that's the warrant based on a probable cause.
Stanley says police can search you without a warrant if you're arrested, but your phone is different. So even pulling up a list of apps would be intrusive. Hannah Block-Wiba, who teaches media law at Yale, agrees. The issue here, she says, is that just looking at activity on your phone is a search.
The analogy is sort of like if the police were to come and open your file cabinet and look at all of the titles, but weren't to look at the contents of those files.
Safe driving activist Ben Lieberman says the Textilizer won't invade anyone's privacy. It can be modified. Governor Cuomo's Traffic Safety Committee is reviewing the technology, and the state wants to get feedback from drivers this fall. I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.